Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Should it really surprise us that yoga is good for our hearts, our cardiovascular system? I mean, it is exercise, right? I have some friends who don't consider it exercise. I don't know why. They probably have never tried it. I don't practice yoga. I've tried it a couple times, and it was hard. I was sweating. I was huffing and puffing. And now we have a study showing us that it is good for your heart. And, of course, exercise is. So, of course, yoga is good for your heart. This was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. So this is a good peer-reviewed journal. Let me read you the whole title. The Effectiveness of Yoga in Modifying Risk Factors for Cardiovascular Disease and Metabolic Syndrome, a systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. So this is what we call a meta-analysis. This is where the researchers went back and looked at different studies that, you know, that meet a certain criteria, and you put those together, you pull the data, and you come up with the result. So here they found out of 1,404 records, 37 randomized controlled trials were included in this review. So that's pretty good. Compared to, from this huge database now, this is the power of a meta-analysis, is you're able to pull, you know, data. So you go from, you know, maybe only 500 people to 5,000 people. And if these trials based on your criteria are similar, then it's okay to pull that kind of data and extrapolate a conclusion. Now, you're not actually doing the study in 5,000 people. You're just pooling data together. So yeah, there are limitations to it, but meta-analysis is a form, an accepted form of research in medicine. So it says here, so again, out of the little over 1,400 records, 37 trials, you know, met their criteria. Here's what they found. Compared to non-exercise participants, yoga showed significant improvement for body mass index, systolic blood pressure, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, that's the bad stuff, and high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, the good stuff. So the bad stuff went down, the good stuff went up. Significant changes were seen in body weight, diastolic blood pressure, total cholesterol, triglycerides, and heart rate, but not fasting glucose. This review, this is according to the investigators, this review helps strengthen the evidence for yoga as a potentially effective therapy for such conditions. The results support earlier reviews on the positive benefits of yoga for cardiovascular disease prevention. It's interesting. I'm sure a lot of my listeners practice yoga on a daily basis. It's tough. So, wanting to learn a little bit more about yoga, here was the problem. Okay, so I went to this class, and it was I think I paid for like 4 sessions. I only made it through 2. And it was probably 80% women, 90% women, something like that. The rest were guys. And just so very few men in there. And it was a beginner's class. And I got to tell you, the women picked it up a lot quicker than the guys. Some of the poses and stuff. And it was just basic stuff, basic poses. And it was a woman instructor. And so I found that interesting that us guys, we had a harder time doing any of the poses. Women picked it up pretty quick. And the guys, we were the ones sweating like pigs. So a friend of mine who is a yoga instructor, she said that there are poses in yoga that are maybe better for men. And I guess it's a fad now, maybe. I don't know. I think it's called man yoga. Something like that, man yoga. I don't know, male yoga, something like that. And so she said that mensfitness.com published a really good article on, you know, yoga poses that men can do that don't take quite as much, quite as much ability, agility, that kind of stuff. You don't have to be quite as limber to do them. So I went to, again, mensfitness.com, and I found the article, Top 10 Yoga Poses for Men. So I tried the first five. I remember some of these, by the way. I do, from the class. I didn't know the names, and I'm still not sure they're the exact same ones. But so the first one on this in this article is called the Mountain. I'm not going to even worry about trying to pronounce the yoga name, but just the Mountain. Stand with your big toes touching, heels slightly apart. Balance the weight evenly on your feet. Lift up the arches. You engage the thigh muscles, but you don't lock your knees. I did that. That wasn't so bad. I could do that one. It's basically standing. It's really not a... I think some instructors don't consider the Mountain to be a pose. It's really a pre-pose, I think. According to this article, hey, if I did it every day, I would improve strength, flexibility to my feet, posture, and... work my thighs and core a little bit. So, but it even says here it's really the foundation for all other standing poses. It's called the Mountain, and mensfitness.com had pictures of all this as well. So that one wasn't so bad. And then you go to the second one here called the Tree. Shift your weight onto one foot. It says your right foot. I don't know if it really matters, but so you put all of your weight on your right foot. Firmly on the floor, nice and secure. You bend the left leg at the knee and place the sole of the left foot on your inner right thigh. I could not do that. So picture me standing with my right foot down. I lift up my left leg, bend it at the knee, and you try to turn it, and you try to place the sole of your foot at the thigh level. That was no. That wasn't going to happen. I had to put it on the calf. That's the best I could do. But I could see how with time and practice that I could probably little by little get more limber and move that left foot up towards higher up on the thigh, getting more into that tree pose. Always keep the toes pointed towards the floor. Bring your palms together in front of your chest and keep your weight centered over the left foot. Yeah, you think that you want to center over the right foot, right? But when you do that, you fall over because, it's all about center of gravity. So once you bend the left leg and put the left foot against your right leg, your center of gravity is actually towards your left now. So I had to learn that a little bit. The balance is more towards the left. And you got your palms together in front of your chest, and you just kind of hold that position, keeping the hips parallel to the front of the room. And so I did that one, too. Wasn't so bad. I just couldn't get my foot up. But that's a tougher one. Holding that one was tough. It doesn't say how long to hold them for. Oh, and actually it does say here you were supposed to change feet. I didn't do that. I just did the right foot. So there you go. Release the foot and repeat on the other side. Okay. See, I don't read instructions. But I don't know. I just held it for 20, 30 seconds. But I could do that one. The next one I tried was standing forward bend. This one wasn't. You start in the Mountain pose. With your hands on your hips, and you exhale, tucking your chin slightly toward your chest and bending forward at the hips. You relax your head, neck, and shoulders. That was an important part. You do have to really relax your upper body when you do this, and you let your arms hang loosely, and you place your palms or fingertips on the floor. It's kind of like touching your toes, but there's a little bit more bend in you're a little bit more relaxed in the upper body, and I found that to be helpful. By relaxing my upper body, I was able to touch the floor a lot easier. So this one I could do, because I'm actually limber when it comes to just touching toes. I can do that. The fourth one I tried was called the Warrior. That one was just impossible. I couldn't do that one. And then the last one I tried was called the Down Facing Dog. I couldn't even... So I could do the first three, okay. So yeah, yoga's good for your heart. Of course it is. It's exercise. Try something. Be active, right? The body was made to move and breathe and be active. So do that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.